Quackenbush. Kelly Gramlich. It's Out of Bounds on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
Play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clinton's been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiments. USA. 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 USA.
Okay, okay. You know, what does that even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada! 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night! And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, gentlemen. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Oh, gosh. This has something to do with numbers and processing. Well, it carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. De John Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Renzo! Con un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really, a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
And welcome in. Glad to have you with us here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It's Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich. We're live here at Chick-fil-A of Clemson for Out of Bounds today. Come out and see us this Wednesday, November the 15th. And we've got a lot going on. Manny Robinson's going to join us. Will Vandenborg's going to join us. We certainly will we'll be talking playoff, and we'll be talking a little bit of Clemson and a little bit of last week's games and maybe a little bit of Grayson Allen playing basketball for once and not being an assassin, a paid assassin to take out the other team. That was a classic last night. One really good game and one overhyped pickup game last night. That was amazing. Kelly Gramlich, one of those microphones is yours and are all turned down. I have no idea.
Hello.
No idea.
Hello.
Is that right? What about that
Hello.
One? There it is.
Go.
There's your mic. Hey, this is kind of an interesting day. This is
weird. By the way, I'm using mic 4 today.
All right, very good.
For the goat.
Very good. For the goat?
Yeah. Floor's up.
Bebe? The purpose of our being at Chick-fil-A is the Clemson for Clary Miles campaign. You can come out and donate. There's also a You Caring page, youcaring.org/Clary.
No, 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 no.
I don't know. Go
Hold
ahead.
On,
Go ahead.
Access
what
your bullet
it?
Points that we provided.
What
you.
Is it? I know. I try to do it from memory. Is it a
it
dot
is
com?
youcaring.com/Clary.
Okay. So I was right,
the
except
link
for.
It is all over our Twitter and our Facebook. So if you don't want to type that in, you can easily just go find it on one of our social accounts.
You know, you can access my website at badmemory.gov and it'll be great. Lots to get to today. This is a weird show because, like, this is basically going to, half is going to be me trying to coax my family into telling you why we're awesome.
Yeah.
And why Clemson people are awesome. So that's just going to be weird. Like, you might have to handle some of this today.
Also, Chick-fil-A has become the spot today. If you are anybody in Clemson, honestly, if you're just a person, if you're not here, I don't know. I mean, I don't even know who you are. Everybody has been here. It has been a who's who of people in Clemson, which just shows, of course, the Clemson family, people coming out to support Clary and his family and helping with his medical expenses after a terrible car wreck. But also, I mean, when you throw Chick-fil-A in there, people are already here anyway. I mean, we've seen Dabo Sweeney. right? We've seen Will Sweeney, Kathleen Sweeney, the whole Sweeney clan.
All the Sweeneys.
Papa Quackenbush has been here.
Yeah. Where did he left?
He's
where did
coming
he go?
Back.
Okay.
We're talking schedules. We're planning this without you. He'll come on later. He'll come on later.
I legitimately was just told, show up. It'll be taken care of. No big deal. Like, we'll just have guests just rolling in. And I'm pretty sure it's all going to be my family.
Right.
Again, which is going to be weird. That I'm going to be asking questions like, so, member of the Quackenbush and Clary family, tell us why we're awesome and why Clemson's awesome. That's going to be what this is today.
So, I was talking with Clary earlier because I hadn't met him before. I'd heard a lot about Clary.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot about all your cousins, but I hadn't met him, the young man who this is benefiting. First of all, great guy. Awesome guy. We hit it off right away. But we were talking about who is the best athlete in the family, is what I asked
him. What did he say?
Well, he was very diplomatic, as one would expect. Let's just say his answer was not you.
I wouldn't have said me.
It was not you.
I'd be
it was
way
between
down in the rankings.
Your brother, his sister, and he wasn't throwing himself in there because he's too hashtag humble.
Yeah, he is.
But I was kind of throwing him in there as well because Dabo talked about how great of a center fielder he was. And if Dabo says it, I believe it.
He's a really good center fielder. No question.
But you were definitely kind of like fourth on the power ranking.
Oh, I'm way below fourth.
Even lower.
I'm
like
way
maybe
below
lower.
Fourth.
Yeah.
No. I'm way below fourth. There's 10 of us, way below fourth.
So.
In fact, my older, younger sister, Anna, is definitely in the top four before me. 100%. Definitely in the top four. We'll talk more about that a little bit later on. Clary is like walking around in here. Like, honest to goodness, he's walking so well in here.
Yeah, he is.
That you wouldn't even know. Like, you wouldn't know which one he is. Which one's Clary, we don't know. Even though his face is everywhere, he's just kind of walking like nothing happened to him. I saw him kick a leg rest down with his bad, like, with only his bad leg the other day, which is just unbelievable. His recovery's going great. There's a lot more to go, particularly with some of the internal stuff. And so that's why. That's why we're raising money. I did think this when we were coming in, and I totally forgot this. Like, this is not the first time that we have kind of put in a position to, like, awkwardly say, hey, our family's great. Thanks for supporting us, and we're going to now have a fundraiser. Because my cousin, his cousin, our mutual cousin, Davis, who's a freshman at Anderson, he was diagnosed with Crohn's disease. We did a fundraiser for him. Like, we sang, and I DJed the thing, and, like, it was a big deal.
You so, DJed?
Well, like, MC, it was like a you know, a mashup of things.
Okay, you MC. That's a whole different situation.
It was an auction.
I'm envisioning
MC.
You and DJ Shay's turntables right
now.
And it's just kind of a weird.
No. My definition
visual.
Of DJ is like very, it's a very small and low definition
Sorry,
of
please
it.
Please proceed.
But anyway, so I was MCing that. And so I kind of thought about that today. Like, this is two instances where, because members of our family and people in our family are so well connected, and because they give so much to other people, that now a group of people have rallied behind them and are giving back. And I do want to also say this, that there is somebody driving around there, you skeptical people as you are like, oh, the station just wants to help out Quark's family, and I got family members that are like, who's doing what for my family and all this stuff. Like, to me, this was a complete surprise. Like, this happened because some of Clary's friends contacted Herb Tyler and said, let's set this thing up. So this is like RUF first, and then Chick-fil-A second, and then WCCP third. And I know my dad was in there in some of the
but
meetings and all this.
But not through you. It was through Ben Milstead.
No, absolutely not. It was a Herb Tyler creation without involving me one iota, which makes me feel really good, too, because I never dreamed that this would be happening. Like, I just don't even know. Oh, we're going to be talking to my aunt, Paula, who is Clary's mom, in just a little bit. And she was just saying how, like, overwhelming this is. And I said, well, that's this day. Like, if you were to put this day into a word, that would be the word. Is over. Like, this was designed to be overwhelming.
Right.
These things generally are designed to be overwhelming. And a lot of this is because she and my uncle, Kevin, are just awesome people in the community. And they build great relationships and are so selfless themselves.
Well, I would imagine the last couple months have just been overwhelming in general for your family and for Clary specifically and his immediate family. And so I think that's kind of the goal of today, if you will, in a good way, is to overwhelm them. Overwhelm them with support and love and donations and just, you know, kind of that feeling of community. So I hope they feel overwhelmed today, Quack, frankly. I really hope they do.
Well, they do, for sure. And we appreciate everyone who has already come out and donated. Had a guy give me $20 at the Tiger Tailgate show and said, I'm not going to be there Wednesday, but just, you know,
that's awesome.
This for your cousin. So I've already made my donation through a third party. And if you come by Chick-fil-A, a portion of the proceeds here today do go to the cause of Clary's rehabilitation and the further operations that he needs in the next coming months. There are T-shirts here available for $10. Also, you know this is millennials and young people who are setting this up because you can Venmo payments to him on behalf of Clary. I'm kind of new to Venmo. Kelly, you're a Venmo fanatic. You're big into Venmo. Tell people what Venmo is.
I'm a Venmo
veteran.
What
the heck that is, what that's about today.
Well, Venmo is just a way to pay somebody via the interwebs and via the phone. So you're not exactly exchanging cash, but you're exchanging money from your bank account to someone else's bank account. It's like a wire transfer or something, but it's through an app.
I'm not even sure I should say this, but I know Venmo's real when, like, Sanders pays his rent
I paid
via
my rent.
Venmo.
The last 2 years, I paid my rent on Venmo. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I never, the only time I ever Venmoed anything is, like, $5 here for pizza, like, $3 here
Venmo.
To split or whatever.
But it's okay.
And then, like, you get a rent check. It's like, whoa.
You know what
kind
the scary thing about Venmo is? You'd have to type in the number. So let's say you type in $400, 400, but you put, let's say you forget to put the decimal point,
yeah.
And you put it one too many. Well, then you're paying $4,000, and then you have a problem.
And it's immediate withdrawal and all that goes haywire. So, of course, technology makes life better and worse all in one fell swoop, right?
Proceed with caution.
So you can give cash, check, Venmo, or that youcaring.com/Clary, which I'm now seeing. I don't need the bullet points. It's literally right there. I'm looking dead at it. lots to talk about today. We will interact with you as well. We interact with a lot of people here at Chick-fil-A, obviously. But I do want to spend a little time on sports, mostly because if I talk about my family for 3 hours, I'm going to get really uncomfortable. The college football playoff rankings came out yesterday. And Kelly...
Both of our faces right there.
Clemson was number two.
What
was your reaction when you saw Clemson was number two?
I think people have forgotten that Syracuse has a football program. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, I was surprised. I'll say I was surprised. I thought Clemson would be in the top four, without a doubt. And Dabo Sweeney even said on the press box just a couple minutes ago that he was kind of surprised to see Clemson at two. I think a lot of people were. And the bottom line is, I think I saw Ben Milstead tweet this. He tweeted, hashtag body of work. I mean, that's the bottom line. When you look at who Clemson has defeated, and I think the committee does a great job of looking past the Snapchat of the Snapchat. Oh, my God, millennial.
Yeah, here we go. We're talking
Venmo
and Snapchat on the program today.
The snapshot of the moment, right, in that Miami just throttled Notre Dame and Oklahoma just beat TCU. But there's more to their seasons than just the last week or last 2 weeks. And I think that's what the committee was trying to say. That being said, I still was surprised Clemson was two. I think what they displayed by these rankings is that they weren't going to punish Clemson when they won. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So even though Oklahoma won and Miami won, they weren't going to move someone ahead of Clemson that wasn't already ahead of the Tigers in the first place. You're not going to punish the Tigers for a win.
Well, and that's what I think people, generally speaking, people will overreact to the most recent. It's recency bias, Sanders. It's the overreacting to the most recently available piece of information. Miami's last 2 weeks have been awesome. And you can easily forget how terrible their undefeated start was generally seen by the nation before that. So they had 2 weeks of great games, whereas Clemson's got they've got a body of work that's been more generally respected all along. So because of that, a committee's not just going to throw that out because of one result.
And both of Miami's wins, even though some people might not think this is a big deal, but both of them have come at home. Both of them. Both of their signature wins against teams that Virginia Tech's no longer ranked and Notre Dame looked atrocious. I mean, I'm not trying to take away from Miami's win, but I think a lot of us maybe think Notre Dame was a bit overrated. And there's something to be said for a team that doesn't have any sort of quality road win. Nothing. And I think that hurt Miami a little bit.
They haven't even played a team with a winning record on the road yet, Miami.
No, they haven't.
And here's my question.
They played Duke
and
North Carolina.
Will they play?
No, because they play
a team with a winning record on the road?
Pittsburgh on the road.
I mean, neutral site win over Clemson gets you in. And there's a lot of people that are basically saying, look, don't freak out about Clemson and Miami both being in because one of them is going to make it and one
inevitable.
Of them is not, which is generally – well, first of all, I think if Miami wins, obviously they get in. If Clemson wins – I don't know that Miami gets in, and if Miami wins, I think you can make a better argument that Clemson has a – well, I guess Clemson is a two-loss team there without a conference championship. They would be in that group, I would say, from 5 to 7 that's knocking on the door, whereas Miami kind of – if they have the one loss, they kind of get shoved out of there.
I'm glad you bring this up because we're going to discuss this a bit in Hump Day headlines. But basically, if chaos ensues, as it always does, and Miami is a one-loss team at the end of the day, Miami, I think, in some ways, could possibly sneak in if everyone else is a two-loss team and Auburn doesn't have a conference championship. Ohio State is a two-loss conference champion. Two-loss, Miami one-loss, they do have the conference champion. I think it's somewhat of a discussion. We talked about how a one-loss Georgia could get in, so why can't a one-loss Miami get in when Miami, in the end, would have better wins than Georgia because Georgia's two wins at the time would have been, or now could be, Bama and Notre Dame.
We talk about the 13th data point. People have said that. You need a 13th data point. That's why people look with skepticism at Notre Dame and the Big 12 without a championship.
But not Ohio State ever.
The reality is in two of the 3 years we've had the playoff, a team without a 13th data point has gotten in.
Correct.
So that is not a prerequisite. And Miami, at 11-0 with a loss in the ACC championship game, would have the same record with 12 games as Oklahoma and Ohio State, who didn't have conference champions the last 2 years. To me, Miami still is in the ball game, at least from a theoretical standpoint, with one loss being to Clemson. But the problem with that would be some of the warts on the resume would still exist.
Here's the question, too. Ohio State got in because they challenged themselves in the non-conference. Miami did not do that.
Even theoretically.
At
like
all.
The game they canceled wasn't even good.
They were going to go play Arkansas State on the road. Round of applause, Miami. I mean, what are you doing? So I think if Miami had gone and defeated, kind of like Ohio State did last year, if Miami had gone and defeated Oklahoma, didn't win their league, was 11-1, maybe they have a better chance of getting in. But because they didn't play anybody in the non-conference, I think that really hurts them.
Yeah, we're live at Chick-fil-A Clemson. More on this. In fact, the one argument that I would say is the best for knocking Clemson down in favor of another team wasn't really even considered, I don't think, by the committee. I'm going to discuss that in just a little bit. Stay with us. More to come. Out of Bounds. We're here with Clemson for Clary Miles. I'll get that right in a second. Here at Chick-fil-A. Come by and see us. A portion of the proceeds go to Clary's Recovery. We'll be saying more about that in just a little bit. More to come. Out of Bounds here on 105.5 The Roar in a moment.
If only closing on a new home was as easy as buying a cup of coffee. But it's not. It's complicated. Holiday Law Firm can help take the hassle out of buying a home. With a focus on real estate law, Hayes Holiday and his team strive for you to have the best possible closing experience. Offering a free consultation and working with your bank and realtor, they can help you with your next purchase, refi, or home equity line. No matter your budget, you'll get the same care with Holiday Law Firm. Experience the difference at holidaylawfirm.com. Go Tigers!
As a business, you want a clean facility for your customers, your staff, and your guests. Turn to the best in the industry, JanPro. You are hiring a company whose staff is certified, not just trained. They're insured and bonded, and they go through an intense 5-week certification program. They're local business owners growing the local economy, and they can do more than just cleaning. You'll be more than satisfied with the JanPro team on your team. You'll be amazed. Call JanPro today at 458-3053.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their fall special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply from your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Select used vehicles buy for $2,000, down 3.5% APR, 84 months plus tax, title 224, closing fee with group credit.
Forget the malls. It's Ralph Hayes Toyota's Black Friday sale. And it's not for just one day. It's all month long or until we sell out. Over 300 Toyota cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. Ralph Hayes Toyota has made a power purchase of 2017 Toyota Camrys that are Toyota certified and ready for delivery. 17 Camrys starting at $16,990 or just $199 a month while they last. You heard right. 17 Camrys starting at just $16,990 or $199 a month. Also, during our Black Friday all-month-long sales event, we have 2017 Corollas starting at $14,990 or just $175 a month. Where can you get America's best-selling sedan for under $199 a month? Only at Ralph Hayes Toyota during our Black Friday all-month-long sale. Visit us online at RalphHayesToyota.com or give us a call, 864-226-1571.
Ralph Hayes Toyota. The weather's getting colder, and the great deals are heating up at George Coleman Ford, where SUVs cost less and travelers rest. Get a 2017 Explorer V6 four-door, sale price at just $34,470 after $3,500 rebate plus tax and tax. And remember, there are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford, serving you for over 86 years in four generations. George Coleman Ford, for the ride of a lifetime.
Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom just because. Online purchase and print from your computer only at urbannirvana.com.
Hey everybody, have you heard the news? Diamonds and Gold Direct has been voted the best jewelry store in Anderson for the third year in a row. The people of Anderson know a great jewelry store, and by stopping by, you'll see why everybody voted for Diamonds and Gold Direct. Great price, great selection, and great service made us number one. Located in the Belvedere Plaza, across the street from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 16% or less than 6? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 16% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Advertised rates, terms, and promotions are subject to change without notice. Conditions and limitations apply. Visit lightstream.com for important terms and conditions.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Oh. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, yes.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Lay where you're laying.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. William Quagamus, Kelly Gramlich here live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. It is Clemson for Clary Miles. Here's the deal today. We're raising money for Clary Miles. And you may have heard, I don't think we even said this in the open, but back in early October, he's the young man who's in the car accident right outside of Clemson football practice. And he's the guy that kind of blew up, made national news. Dabo Swinney certainly had some comments about him and the relationship there. I know we spoke about that a little bit earlier this morning. You had Will Swinney and Peter Cody, two friends of his who have affiliations with the football team as well, who spoke on his behalf. We are raising money today, and more specifically, his friends are raising money for him today because of the lengthy recovery process that he has. And so we encourage you to come on by. $10 gets you a T-shirt, cash check, Venmo, or youcaring.com/Clary. And what is that number up to? Do we know, or does Herb have it? Let's go ahead and bring Herb in with the YouCaring information here.
Okay, let me give you the YouCaring. It's youcaring.com/Clary. And these young folks have set a goal to raise over $30,000 today. And guys, this is a true need. Here's the first thing I have to say about this. This is above reproach. They have gotten with a banker. This money goes straight to a bank account. This bank account has a trustee that monitors it. It will be used exactly. Not that there's ever any doubt, but to be above reproach so you know where your money's going. The hard part is I've got to meet Clary Miles finally today. And it was awesome. And all the things I had heard about him, his humbleness, his humility, his strength on the Lord and his faith. And I got to meet him and heard all that stuff. So the first thing I did today, I went up and kissed him on the cheek. And I said, okay, that's his brother in Christ. I said, but I'll tell you what, do you know what Happy Days is? And he said, yeah, I remember that show. And I said, well, you know the Fonz, because that's what you are, buddy. Because, and then I found out all the girls that are trying to help have boyfriends. And I'm sitting here, but here's what it ought to tell you. You know, I say that and that sounds kind of cute and all those things, but it just shows the way that you live your life, that you impact other people, and that's how he has done. And as I had told you before, I'm going, why am I the only person in Clemson after 15 years that doesn't know him? But he's impacted lives. He has a great outlook and a great perspective. Here's the reality, y'all. The reality, and I'll say it for Sarah Martin and their friends. He faces some more extensive surgeries. Okay, and this was vetted in a big way, and we don't know what that looks like, and he doesn't know what it looks like, and it wasn't until a couple of weeks ago they decided where it was going to be. Now the question is when, because the trauma, and he came on this morning and talked about the situation, but his attitude is, I know it's going to be tough. However, I got all these people to walk through it with me. Now, isn't that cool? And so the cool thing about Clemson and about WCCP, Chris Bandy and Tiger Town Graphics, just noticing, and just big shout out to Tiger Moving, who stepped up and donated $500 on wow. You, Karen. Other people, though. I mean, Tyler Addis donating, and Ben Milstead, Wendy Shirley, People Anonymous, Chick-fil-A of Powdersville did it. And then it's all these friends. And so people are coming in, and there are a lot of ways to give. So here's what I want to tell you. If you can come eat today, we're doing a spirit day. We will give a percentage of the profits of the sales, which are the profits, donate, and that'll go to the bank. That'll be taken care of, and we can let everybody know that to follow up. The other way is, if you just want to donate some money, there are some people here who are accounting for everything. And there are two people that do that. Buy a T-shirt, or I've also thrown out there, if you're Chick-fil-A cow calendar, I have decided that people who come and buy that today, for every cow calendar that is sold today, I am personally going to donate $2.
Wow.
Awesome.
That's great.
And
now,
there is
that's
nothing.
Not
out of that. There is nothing better than a Chick-fil-A cow calendar. I have one up.
I've got one as well.
Next to my desk, and
absolutely.
I will switch it out come January 1.
Well,
and there's
but
nothing better.
This is for next year.
Oh, I know. Well, Herb, I already got one. Oh. I mean, I'm like, I am prepared. But okay. I could use another one. Oh, yeah. I could use another one. That's
you
right.
Could. But anyway, guys, and so when you look at this and you look at different things and you see it, just the little bit that I was telling you about, this takes a village to fill this need, this unknown, because the surgery ain't going to be able to be around here, because this is just very delicate.
It'll be up at
things.
Duke.
And, yeah, I just didn't know what I felt free to share about that, because it didn't. We don't know what that's going to be. And so even a dollar, every dollar is definitely going to go to do this. And I appreciate WCCP for caring. I appreciate all the people who've reached out. I'm just blown away from that standpoint. But what I need everybody to do, don't think about it anymore. If you can't, the first thing I'd ask you to do is pray for Clary Miles and his family. The second thing is, hey, if not you, then who? So each of us, whatever we feel you feel led or can, we just ask that you would do that to support this. And I don't want to sound like I'm begging, but I just understand I truly understand the gravity of the situation. And I don't mean to be doom and gloom, because it's all upbeat, but I also understand that this is tough.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And, you know, so kind of, what impact has he had on you?
Well, for me, his outlook on this has been incredible. Like, he was, I was speaking with a reporter, Greg Oliver, in the Journal Messenger in Seneca, wrote a piece on Clary. I was speaking to him yesterday, and one of the things is, you know, like, you go to the hospital that night, and he's, like, apologizing to people for taking time out of their day to go see him. You know, like, he's apologizing to you for something that wasn't his fault. And, you know, it's that type of spirit and that type of, I guess, the selflessness and the humility that he has, like you just said, that allows him to have that that approach to this situation. That's just it is above and beyond for his age. And he and I are kind of similar in that we are loud. And we sometimes say things that make people mad. And so we kind of share a bond that way. That's not a bond that you want to have, but that's a bond that we have. And so from that standpoint, I've gotten a chance over time to, like, put my arm around him and give him some advice about how to deal with that flaw that we have. And he's just he's a great, humble kid who obviously has made a tremendous impact on the people around him. And let me say this, too. He learned it at home. Because a lot of the support is just because he was birthed by two people, my aunt and uncle, Paul and Kevin, who have made an impact over 30 years in the Clemson community. And we see that with their friends that are here. A lot of his friends were birthed by people who made an impact on my aunt and uncle and vice versa. And so they all kind of grew up together. Those are relationships that last. And so this would not be happening if not for the way that they have poured into other lives and the way that they have allowed other people to pour into their lives in this community for like three decades. So that all coming together right now is just really, really cool.
And well, that's awesome. And I think the young folks have done a good job in putting this together, and I'm just honored to be able to just watch and see what's in store. But again, I would tell you it's ucaren.com/Clary.
/Clary. That's right.
And you can read the story, but there's more than that. And we've had, I'll tell you this little story. This is where rivalries disappear. We had somebody come in just earlier this morning in a opponent's, your biggest opponent's t-shirt, and just said, "Hey, man, here's $100. I need you to know that you'll get through this stronger."
That's awesome.
But again, please, if you're even considering thinking about it, please go to ucaren.com/Clary and at least read the story, man. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate the opportunity to be here. Again, Quonk, separation is in the preparation.
That's right. That's exactly right.
You're dang right, Herb. Dang right.
Thanks very much, Herb Tyler.
Herb prepared for this day.
Right now. That's really cool. I love that. thanks so much to Herb for being here. Which is that him? All right. The reason why we're here is Clary. I do want to say one thing before we got to our next break. Well, first of all, before we do that, I'm going to tell you about our friends at Crude LED, because they are out there helping people too, and they're helping people save money in their business. And in fact, if you're a business owner that is thinking about donating to this cause, you can save yourself some money, like, after this. Or if you're like, I could take money out as a business owner, but I don't know where it's going to come from. Look, you can save money going to LED lighting. Short term, long term, the savings are there because of Crude LED. They partnered up. If you're a Duke Energy customer, they partnered up with Duke to be able to give you upfront rebates on light fixtures and LED lights of all shapes and sizes. For more information, go to their website, crudeled.com. That's crutled.com. They also have a location, 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson. One more time, that website is crudeled.com. Manny Robinson is going to join us at 105 as well. We'll ask him about the college football playoff rankings and more. But with Clemson, the resume, the body of work, that's the reason Clemson is number two. We knew that, though, and we still thought Clemson would be number three. Like, we know the body of work's impressive. Given that, and given the fact that we're like, well, I can see why they would do it. Why did we think Clemson would be number three? That's what I can't figure out. If we understand why the committee put them in number two, did we just doubt that the committee would agree with us? Is that why we put them down at three? Because I think most people had them at three or maybe even four behind Miami.
I'll tell you why I thought they were going to be three. Because I think if you look at overall resume and you're going by resume, and again, this is probably blasphemous, but here we go. I think Oklahoma has a better resume.
You could definitely
top to bottom.
And you could definitely make that argument.
And that's the issue for me. And again, it's not an issue. If Clemson's going to be two, it's going to be fine. But when you look at Oklahoma's resume and you look at both teams have one loss, right?
Yeah.
Which one is the better loss? Now, that being said, one was on the road. OU did lose a Norman, but they lost to an Iowa State team who's been ranked, who's now fallen down a little bit. What's Iowa State's? I think they're now 6-4.
Yeah, like four losses. Yeah. Four losses.
So, I mean, obviously a respectable team that's going to make a decent bowl and was ranked at some time, but not a great loss. But I think a better loss than the Syracuse loss. That being said, you have to take into account, which the committee is, the lack of Kelly Bryant, the injury there, short week, all this stuff. So even if you go past the loss, Kwok, who has the three best wins? Okay. Oklahoma defeated Ohio State on the road, Oklahoma State on the road, and TCU at home. Clemson defeated Auburn at home, Virginia Tech on the road, NC State on the road. I think you're splitting hairs now, but that's what I thought the committee would see. I thought the committee would say that OU has a better loss and three quality wins and maybe a little more quality in those wins than Clemson. Because Virginia Tech's no longer ranked.
Right.
And NC State is, you know, top 25. Auburn's now top 6, which helps. But Oklahoma State's top 15. TCU's top 15. Ohio State's top 15 for Oklahoma.
They continue to mitigate the loss with the Kelly Bryant injury, which certainly helps Clemson, whereas Oklahoma didn't have a mitigating circumstance in the loss. In fact, if you want to be honest about it, Iowa State had a mitigating circumstance in the loss to Oklahoma.
That's exactly
where they're
right.
going with a quarterback that basically we weren't even sure if he had two functional arms before the game. We weren't even sure about that, and maybe we all missed the boat. But the reality is Iowa State, like 2 days before the game, the quarterback's like, I'm taking a leave of absence from this thing for some mysterious reason. And you've got a guy named Kyle Kemp that nobody's ever seen or heard from before that ends up going into Norman and dialing him up. So, again, there's a mitigating circumstance in Clemson's favor and maybe even to Oklahoma's detriment there.
But also, I mean, OU had none of that on film. I mean, you could, like, you could kind of shape this any way you want.
Exactly. And I will say, too, and this is kind of a big deal to me, if you rank those wins, the one through four, let's say Clemson's big win is Auburn. To me, you could say Clemson had the second or third best win. Like, it kind of depends on what you feel about those. But I also think that there's a difference, and I'll go back to this in just a little bit, between I think people think Kansas State's not very good, like pretty terrible. I think people think Texas is not very good. Some of these 5-5 teams that they're
playing, Baylor,
not very good. I mean, there's not as much depth to the schedule.
These now, games they escaped in is kind of what you're saying.
Right. I want to address the best argument when we come back. I said I'm going to do this segment. When we come back, I want to address the best argument that I heard for another team over Clemson that I don't think the committee even considered, and I'll tell you why I think that.
I'm intrigued for this argument. I'll say one more thing. If Auburn doesn't blow out Georgia, I'm not sure Clemson is two in these
I would
rankings.
Agree with that, 100%.
So we can discuss that a little more in the next segment.
For sure. Stay with us. More to come. Out of Bounds. We're live at Chick-fil-A at Clemson. Come by and see us. More to come as Hour 1 continues in a moment.
Join Kelly and Brad Singer this Friday from noon to 3 at Smoking Pig in Pendleton. We'll have Citadel tickets to give away and talk to the farmers that make the best barbecue. This Friday from noon to 3 at Smoking Pig.
The Clemson Tigers Network.
It's another exciting day at Death Valley this Saturday. The Tigers are taking on the Bulldogs of the Citadel. It's Purple Out Day as we celebrate our seniors and show our appreciation for the members of the military. It's always an exciting day in Clemson, and you'll hear every minute of it here starting with the Tiger Tailgate Show, only on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Game day starts with the Tiger pregame show at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Roar.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
When choosing a lawyer, you need someone who knows the law, will take your legal needs seriously, and deliver excellent results. That lawyer is David Green. The Green Law Firm can successfully handle probate issues, estate planning, small business payroll tax problems, income tax returns, and any issue with the IRS. Get the results you are entitled to. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
I'm Eddie Bennett.
Thank you for helping me and my associates grow our business into its 18th year. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to become the go-to dealer for Link Belt equipment. We're proud to offer equipment rental, sales, and repair, in many cases right there on your job site. And you've enabled Bennett Equipment to grow into a third location in Seneca. We're online at BennettEquipment.net. Thank you, and remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Right now is the time to start your search for your perfect Ford vehicle at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard. The Anderson Ford Matchmaker Program provides you with an inventory specialist who'll put you and your family in the perfect Anderson Ford vehicle. They'll listen to your needs and make sure your new or certified pre-owned Anderson Ford is a perfect match. Anderson Ford, doing business differently. Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
The weather's cooling and the great deals are heating up at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers rest. Hit the road in a 2017 Mustang V6 Coupe with 6-speed manual transmission. Sale priced at just $22,966 after $2,500 rebate plus tax and tag. And remember, there are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Serving you for over 86 years and four generations. George Coleman Ford, the ride of a lifetime.
Hi guys, this is Leah from Local Q, inviting you to join us all football season to watch your favorite teams. We are ready. With DirecTV's complete sports package and over 28 TVs, you won't miss a college or pro game. Check out our game day specials on snacks and beer buckets. You can get all the details at localq.com. Visit us at 30 Orchard Park Drive or order online at localq.com. Remember, we're 21 and up at all times with a valid ID. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
For your last-minute tailgate or football watching party supplies, Locomart is the best place to go. You can get stocked up with their huge selection of craft beers that you won't find at any other convenience store. Need snacks? Got you covered. And rewards that help you save even more money. The who's who of Clemson sideliners shop at Locomart, shouldn't you? Locomart, Old Greenville Highway and 123, proudly locally owned and operated, Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Human Technologies Incorporated can save your company time and money. How? They'll create a custom solution for your company's need. Organizational? Yes. Manufacturing? Absolutely. Employment? You bet. They can help you find new team members or launch and manage a startup. They'll help train and build your team. Human Technologies Incorporated is ready to hit the ground running for you. Let HTI bring the solutions to your problems. Visit any of our upstate offices in Seneca, Malden, Anderson, and Spartanburg, or log on to htijobs.com.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
Are you a home repair or improvement pro looking to grow your business? Home Advisor can help. Here's how it works. Home Advisor matches project-ready homeowners with the best local pros in the area who can do the job. That means your business gets connected to new customers quickly and easily. Get started now, and we'll help you find your next job. And be sure to ask if you're eligible for our limited-time $100 credit when you sign up. Go to HomeAdvisor.com today.
Home Advisor.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Gets the crowd involved, doesn't it?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
All right, welcome back to Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Glad to have you with us. Hour one continues. In our next segment, we'll be joined by Manny Robinson from the Greenville News and GreenvilleOnline.com. We'll ask him about the college football playoff rankings. Want to remind you once again, we are here as part of a fundraiser, an event brought to you by RUF on campus and Chick-fil-A at Clemson. We are here just playing a very small part, Clemson for Clary Miles, to raise money. If you want to know the story, if you want to read it, you can go to the You Caring page. It's youcaring.com/Clary. That's youcaring.com/Clary. We're already over $5,200. We can get to I don't know. We could get to 7,500 by the end of the show, can't we?
At least.
We could do that.
Oh, yes.
Go to that website, youcaring.com/Clary. Make a donation. And we've already had Tiger Moving has made a sizable donation. A couple individuals have made a sizable donation. So we appreciate that, and we'll continue to see those roll in throughout the show today. And all proceeds here at Chick-fil-A, a portion of those will go straight into a bank account, and they'll go straight to Clary. This thing is above board, as Herb Tyler told you. And then the calendars. If you buy a Chick-fil-A calendar today, $2 off the calendar will go straight into the fund. Is that right?
No, I'm personally.
Okay, Herb Tyler is going to pay. Okay, Herb Tyler is going to pay $2 for every calendar, so it's not off the sale. It's out of Herb Tyler's pocket. There we go.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Good
and
stuff.
Quack, you know who shows up anytime we do anything and we need some sort of support? Tiger Moving.
I know.
Tiger
what
Moving
is that?
Shows
That's
up.
Unbelievable.
Those guys really are all in, and we love Tiger Moving. And, okay, tell me the name of your friend who her kids were talking to us. She's from
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Her two sweet little kids, they got to be, what, 7 and 5, maybe?
They're elementary school, yeah.
They walk over here, and they each hand quack a dollar bill.
Yep.
To go
That's
to Clary.
Right.
And I'm over here in a puddle. I mean, absolutely in a puddle, just done for the day. So we've had old and you know, and young, and just everybody in between donating, and we just really appreciate that. All the proceeds going to help Clary Miles.
And we've got a $100 donation from Carson, $25 from Jeff, $30 from an anonymous donor that's just hanging there, buddy. God's in control. That's just cool stuff. It's just cool stuff. And we do encourage you to go to the website, the youcaring.com/Clary website, to give today. All right. So the one criticism I would have about Clemson being number two is one that I don't think the committee ever considered.
Okay.
You remember the commentary? Did you watch it, by the way? You were probably, speaking of puddles, you were probably in a puddle because Grayson dropped almost 40.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I love how in segment one, you bring up Grayson, but you do it in a passive-aggressive way, like you always do.
Oh, of course, of course.
Can you not give the man credit for dropping 37?
I give him credit for erasing to zero and riding one day without a tripping incident. That's great. That's wonderful. They could have erased it and put a zero. One day without a tripping incident, that's great for Grayson.
Y'all people just hold on to stuff. You can never let anything go.
Look,
let it go.
Prove to me that you could go a whole year without trying to end somebody's life and then
he tried to end someone's life
and career. As long as you do that for a whole year,
well,
I will not bring it up ever again.
You know, it's college basketball season when Quack and I are arguing about Grayson Allen.
Look, I'm going to say nice stuff about Grayson today, but I do want to go ahead and tell people
he
did not trip anyone last night, which is the greatest news of all. Look, he would have fit in on the Florida State sideline the third quarter on Saturday, dapping guys up and stuff. But anyway.
That's a little aggressive, but okay.
That being said, the one argument that I've seen.
Why can we not be civil about this? I don't know.
We're here to support a great cause.
Here we are.
Today. The one thing that I've seen that's the best is Tom Fornelli on CBSSports.com. He says Clemson is overrated.
Yep.
And what he says, I think this is a great point that he makes, is that that stat about Clemson beating more teams and winning records than anybody else, we brought it up multiple times. In fact, the first time that Clemson played a team that had a losing record at the time that they played them, I believe, was last week against Florida State, since the Kent State game where they're terrible, and we know that.
But they were 0-0, so.
They were 0-0, right. So Clemson has played at the time some really, really good opponents week after week after week. They haven't had a Baylor who's not beaten anybody even in practice. They hadn't played, Kansas or some nonsense program like that. They don't have these bottom feeders, like not just in your league, but in college football, that are just weighing down the schedule. Even a Wake Forest, a Boston College, a Syracuse are still pretty good. Those are middle-of-the-pack wins for a lot of teams. At Clemson, those are the bottom teams that you play. Tom Fornelli says that the committee is making too big a deal over that stat. And he brings up the point about Oklahoma. That Oklahoma has beaten, I believe it's 3 5-5 teams. Texas, Kansas State, and Texas Tech. Three of Clemson's wins are over 6-4 Louisville, 6-4 Wake Forest, and 5-4 Georgia Tech. So legitimately, like one game difference up or down, between those three wins for Oklahoma and those three wins from Clemson. Are those three wins from Clemson really that much better than the similar three wins from Oklahoma? Plus, he says the Oklahoma resume at the top is a little bit better than Clemson, which I would agree. He leaves out that Oklahoma has some doo-doo sandwich games in there that kind of wipe out some of those good wins because they played some exhibitions. They played some teams like Clemson going to play Saturday in the Citadel, except they were named Baylor and Kansas, and they were in their league.
I think those three wins are pretty comparable when you talk about it. Now, at the time, I understand that Louisville's 6-4. I do. But I also think that playing Louisville is it's a unique challenge that you really can't compare, I think, to playing Kansas State or Texas because you're playing Lamar Jackson. And at the time, Louisville had much more confidence. They were an undefeated program. It was in Louisville. It was game day. It was a rematch. There's so much context and nuance to this stuff. But if you really push me on it, I would say that that's pretty comparable. The Louisville Wake, Georgia Tech wins, and the Texas, Kansas State, and Texas Tech wins.
So here's my pushback with that. And I get what Fornelli's saying. When you hear Kirby Hokut talk about these rankings, he basically said that Clemson has the edge over Miami. Notice what he never did. He never compared Clemson and Oklahoma. He made a body of work comparison between Clemson and Miami. He did not make a body of work comparison between either of those teams and Oklahoma. Did you find that interesting?
Yes, because I think Oklahoma's body of work is pretty good.
Okay. Here's where I think Fornelli missed the boat. I agree with Fornelli's argument, if all things are equal. The problem is not all things are equal. Because what he basically signaled, and I don't know if he said this verbatim, but what he signaled is Clemson and Miami are body of work comparable because they're similar teams. That Oklahoma is a worse team right now in the eyes of the committee than Clemson and Miami. And that means they're looking at things like, I don't know, do you have a defense? Are you giving up 50 points a game?
But OU held TC to 20 points.
They did. They certainly did. First of all, I don't think TCU's offense is that great. I know Oklahoma State gave up 44 to TCU, but some of that, there were two non-offensive touchdowns scored in there. To me, TCU's offense in the Big 12 is low octane. It's bottom quarter, bottom third of the league offensively. So I don't. Like, holding TCU down, to me, is like holding Boston College down. It's kind of the same, right? I mean, they might have games where they score 40-plus, but that's not a middle or top-tier offense in the Big 12.
The 20 points TCU scored are the least points any Big 12 opponent has scored on Oklahoma this year. Every other Big 12 team has scored more than 20 on Oklahoma.
Right. And they had an impressive one
even
game.
Even Baylor.
I do think that efficiency-wise, the metrics would say, if you look at different portions, different components of that, it would say that Oklahoma's defense is pretty average. Even when you consider the opponents that they played and how good they are offensively, when you try to take away some of that and just do the best job that you can figuring out how do they compare with somebody else from another league who's faced, you know, maybe some worse offenses, Oklahoma's defense is by far the worst of any team that's in that top six or seven range. And so I think they're getting dinged for that, and they're not even doing that Clemson-Oklahoma comparison because they feel like Oklahoma's a lesser team. But they're giving them the bump because they're a one-loss team with an impressive resume, but they're not in a Clemson-Miami ballpark as competitive teams. Does that make sense?
As competitive teams?
That's what I'm thinking.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm saying that they think that Clemson and Miami are in the same ballpark and Oklahoma's a tick below because Oklahoma's not as good a team as Clemson or Miami. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, but they still put them in the top four.
They put them in the top four. But I think, I think Fornelli's argument is legitimate. That Oklahoma has a comparable or maybe more impressive resume than Clemson. And the reason that they didn't make that argument is because they see Oklahoma in another tier. They have drawn a line under Miami, and Oklahoma is below those two teams. That Alabama's one, that Clemson and Miami were either two or three, and that Oklahoma and some of these other teams were duking it out below.
So you really think that because of the last 2 weeks, Miami is suddenly in that top tier?
I think that's what the committee said last night. I think that's what Kirby Hokut told us last night by comparing Clemson and Miami, that Clemson and Miami are considered peers and that Oklahoma was not in the comparison. Now, he may have misspoken. He may have been incomplete in the way that he framed that argument and just gone with those two teams, but I don't believe that Oklahoma was even in there.
I mean, I just don't see how Miami's overall body of work can be compared to Clemson's. I don't, at this point.
Well, I think that's why Clemson's too.
Right.
Because of body of work.
I just don't know if they're, I mean, Virginia Tech's like the way that they won and the teams that they beat are impressive, but Clemson and Virginia Tech, or Clemson and Miami, have the exact same win,
right,
over Virginia Tech, except Miami did it at home, Clemson did it on the road,
right?
And so, I mean, I guess they're saying that Miami's win over Notre Dame at home is comparable to Clemson's over Auburn. I guess I see it. I see your point. I mean, I don't think it's that, for lack of a better term, Quack, I don't think it's that dramatic that they're saying Oklahoma is in a completely different stratosphere than Clemson and Miami. But I do think that the bottom line is with Oklahoma is their defense could keep them out in some ways. Now, if they went out and they're a one-loss Big 12 champion, the only way I think they don't get in is maybe if Wisconsin wins out.
Yeah, I would say
and
that.
And is an undefeated conference champion.
I thought Oklahoma would be two. And that's why I started saying that. Why is Oklahoma, not just, but why are they all the way down at four and not at two?
And I think that's the only reasonable explanation.
That's the only reasonable explanation. And the fact that he did not mention Oklahoma in the same breath as Clemson or Miami tells me that Oklahoma is in a different conversation than Clemson or Miami in that room.
Because think how far Miami jumped from their previous position at seven, wasn't it? And think where Oklahoma was five, and they became four. I mean, that's it. After beating TCU.
That's right. Absolutely. We're live at Chick-fil-A Clemson. Our one's in the books. Timber Ray is here, the real one. We'll see if fake Timber Ray will make a donation for us on the youcaring.com/Clary since Timber Ray is here. Come by and see us make a donation. Hour two, Manny Robinson's coming next.